Hi everyone, welcome to our show and welcome back to day two of our article. So last time we learned that Pat saw Laura and then he said, hey Laura, come play basketball with me and my friends.
Yeah, now Laura wanted to stretch. She wanted to warm up because her muscles were a bit tight. That, of course, is the sensible thing to do.
Yes.
You should always stretch. You should always do a little bit of exercise before you start playing a sport, because if you don't,It's much easier to get hurt. So she wanted to stretch, but Pat's like, it's okay, just get in the game.
Yeah. Before you do an exercise or before you play sports, you should do a warm-up as well. So it's the small set of exercises that you do to make sure your muscles kind of loosen up.
Yeah, get the blood flowing.
Yeah. But I think Pat was just really excited to have a person on the team, and he was like, come on, let's go. Let's play the game. So they did.Laura did join them. She didn't really stretch that much. So he said, I have something that we can do. We can do a give and go. Or we learned it's also called the 1-2, where you pass the ball between two players. And they did this and they scored.
Sounds great. However, Laura is hurt. She thinks she sprained her ankle. So she's caused damage to the tissue which connects up in the joints. Not good.
So, yeah, if you sprain your ankle, of course you should go see the doctor. You should get medical attention. So, yes, she agrees that she should go take a look at it. She doesn't know how bad the sprain is. It could be, you know, nothing really serious, but it can also be something really serious. So, of course, and we're not doctors, so it's best to get a professional or a doctor to help you take care of that.
Better safe than sorry, as we learned yesterday. So, Laura walks off to see a doctor. We'll find out how she gets on now in part two of our article.
Reading. Laura gets hurt playing basketball. Laura walks into the clinic.
Hi, Laura. What can I assist you with today?
I injured myself playing basketball. I fell and hurt my ankle trying to run for the ball.
Well, it's a sprain. Your ankle is very swollen. Try to stay off it as much as you can for the next few days. I'll wrap a bandage around it to keep it in place.
I guess I should be more careful next time.
Well, accidents happen, but warming up can help prevent something like this in the future.
I'll keep that in mind. So I don't need a cast or surgery or anything?
Luckily, no. It should heal just fine on its own.
There's one other thing I forgot to mention. I'm also feeling a bit dizzy.
Did you hit your head when you fell?
I don't remember. Everything happened so fast.
You might be suffering from a mild concussion.You should lie down here and get some rest just in case.
Well, today just isn't my day. I'm a walking disaster.
Laura lies down on the bed.
All right, so let's see what happens to Laura. So she walks into the clinic. Now, a clinic is just basically in Taiwan, we have these little places where doctors are, and you can ask them to.You can go see the doctor if you're sick, if you're hurt, or if you're feeling uncomfortable, you can always go to a clinic instead of a big hospital.
Yeah, clinics are more likely to be local, maybe only one or two doctors instead of a big place. If it's something serious, the doctor in the clinic will say, okay, let's get you to the hospital to see a specialist or something. Okay, now Laura is still walking, so she can't be too bad.
Hopefully.
But, there we go. The doctor obviously knows her because he says...Hi, Laura. What can I assist you with today? So assist is kind of a slightly more formal way of saying help. He's basically saying, what's wrong? What can I do to help you?
Okay, Laura says, I injured myself playing basketball. I fell and hurt my ankle trying to run for the ball. So maybe Pat didn't see this because he just saw them getting
the score.
He saw Laura scoring a point. He didn't see that Laura fell down and she hurt her ankle. It's all right. Next time we will know. Let her warm up first. So we see the word injure here. Injure here is a verb and it means to become hurt or harmed. harmed. And you can get an injury, which is a noun, and it means to suffer from, like, a wound or to suffer from getting hurt.
Some kind of body takes damage, basically. Yes. An injury is your body takes damage. It could be outside. It could be inside as well.
That's right. So it could be, like, falling down and scraping your arm or getting a cut or something. And it can also be something inside as well, such as spraining your ankle. Because we cannot see the muscles inside of your ankle or inside of your body. Now, we can say in an example sentence, Johnson was badly injured in the car crash.
Okay, he took a lot of injuries, which is the plural form. Okay, so the doctor takes a look at Laura's ankle, and he says, well, it's a sprain. Your ankle is very swollen. So we learned about sprain as a verb yesterday. I said it could be used as a noun, and there we go. It is a sprain. You've sprained your ankle. It's a sprain. He also says your ankle is very swollen. Swollen is an interesting word because it's an adjective, but it's also the PP of the verb swell. So it's swell, swell, and then you can either say swelled or swollen. It's one of those words which has two PP forms. Now, to swell means something gets bigger than normal, and usually when we're talking about the body, it kind of means it gets red and it's painful and it hurts when you touch it. So, Laura's ankle, we can say it has swollen, if we're using the verb, or she has a swollen ankle. That's using the adjective, like in the article. Another way to say it would be puffed up.
All right.
Okay, we say, oh, my ankle's puffed up, my elbow's puffed up, something like that. Now, this can happen as a result of an infection. Maybe something gets in there and it starts causing problems. Your body also swells as a natural process of looking after itself.
Okay,
it sends special chemicals to the place where there's damage. And because the chemicals are there, it's swollen. It gets red, it gets bigger. It's normal, okay?
Oh, no wonder.
Here's another example. My skin is all red and swollen where the mosquito bit me.
Oh, those mozzies.
And I believe that happens to you. You get quite swollen.
Of course, I do. I get swollen all the time because of mosquito bites and maybe other things as well. So, yeah, when you swell up, it just means you kind of... something becomes bigger and it puffs up. This actually reminds me of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Have you guys read the story?
I have.
I remember Violet Beauregard, was it?
I think so,
The gum-chewing girl swells up.
Yeah,
she swells up and becomes a blueberry, I remember. So yeah, that's what it means. To swell up, to become bigger and bigger and bigger. All right, so next, let's continue reading. Now, the doctor says, try to stay off it as much as you can for the next few days.
So stay off it. What does that mean?
It means to not use it, use your muscle anymore. So you kind of, you know, don't put a lot of pressure on it. You try to rest as much as you can.
Yeah.
So especially if you sprain your ankle, if you sprain a part of your body, the best is not to use that muscle as much.
Yeah, you can walk around a bit, but don't do anything you shouldn't do. Don't lean on it and so on. The doctor also says, I'll wrap a bandage around it to keep it in place. So this verb wrap is got a W, it's a silent W, but it's there, wrap. And when you wrap something, material is used to cover something, especially when it's wound around the sides and over the top, or just kind of folded over it. So think about wrapping a baby nice and tightly when it goes to sleep. Here, to wrap something around Laura's legs, the doctor will just go around and around several times, and it'll kind of stay fairly solid and supported.
Right.
Now, another thing you often wrap, and something I know very personally, is gifts and presents.
Oh.
And I am extremely bad at wrapping Christmas and birthday presents.
Oh, no.
They just look ugly. I'm not an elegant... I don't have nice, picture-perfect presents. Mine just look a little bit... rubbish.
We can say it's an artistic, Pat's art
something. No, we can't. We can just say that's a poor job.
That's bad wrapping. Now, we see the word bandage, and it's basically a covering we use, and it's usually a cloth, and it protects your wound. So you kind of use this cloth to wrap around the place where your body has been hurt. Now, we can also use something called band-aids as well, but band-aids are more like you stick it in one place. And now, those in Chinese are called okay bong. So usually bandages are used to cover something, you wrap it around something. something. But if you want something really simple, you can use band-aids. Okay? For example, we can say the doctors wrapped a bandage around the cut on the boy's knee. So that means he took this cloth and wrapped it around that part where the boy was injured, his knee.
Yeah, now the bandages have, they've kind of got two main purposes. One is to cover up a cut or something, and because bandages are clean, that means the cut won't get infected, mm-hmm. and it can kind of cure itself while it's not getting attacked by stuff from the outside. But bandages are also good because they hold things in place. If something is in place, it is where it is supposed to be. So we could talk about, is everybody in place for the start of a show, for example. Here, however, it means keeping Laura's ankle where it should be and supporting it by holding it in place, kind of giving it special covering. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's stronger and it doesn't bend and it doesn't twist and especially it doesn't break.
Ouch.
Okay, so it's just because her joint, her body and her bones maybe can't take her weight, but if you wrap it and tie it up, it's going to be stronger and that'll be better for her.
That's right. So Laura then says, I guess I should be more careful next time. So yeah, she says that, you know, she should have been better safe than sorry, right? Mm-hmm. She should have maybe warmed up a bit and maybe tell Pat, no, I insist, or I really need to warm up or something. So
exactly.
This is what she said.
Yeah, no, don't listen to Pat. He's an idiot. Okay, the doctor isn't, he's not going to yell at Laura for this. He's not going to say, don't do it again. He says, well, accidents happen, you know, so it's okay. We all get injured. He does say, though, but warming up can help prevent something like this in the future.
Mm.
Okay, of course Laura knew that. Of course everybody knows that. As a doctor, you kind of have to say that just to remind people.
Yeah, so yeah, we learned that warming up is very important, especially if you're going to play sports or especially if you're going to do any kind of physical activity. Okay, Laura says, I'll keep that in mind. Now, when you keep something in mind, this phrase just means that you will try to remember something. So you'll try to remember this fact or you'll try to remember what someone else said. For example, we can say, I'll keep in mind that Chris doesn't like pineapple on his pizza.
Yeah,
okay?
So that means don't order a pineapple one like a Hawaiian because Chris won't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Laura is, she's fairly happy now, but she just wants to check. She says, so I don't need a cast or surgery or anything? Now, a cast, we talked about bandages and band-aids, the OK bond. A cast is one step up from that. It's a hard bandage. It's made of plaster, it's made of other materials, and it keeps broken bones in place and also free from infection while your body repairs itself. And, of course, it gives the supporting strength so that you don't suffer any further damage. So if you have a cast, it's those solid things, the white things, people can write on them. And it just means you can't move your arm or leg or whatever in any way at all so that the broken bones get a chance to get back together and fix themselves.
In the right place as well.
Yes, not broken off in a strange way. So if you have a serious broken bone, you would need a cast.
Right, and maybe if it's really, really bad, you might have to get surgery. Now, surgery is basically a treatment where a doctor will have to cut inside your body and fix the things inside of your body. So things that we cannot see right now. So for example, bones, we can't see this. So if you have a broken bone, then you might need to get surgery to fix the bone inside or, you know, something inside of the body that needs special attention. Okay, doctors who specialize in this or doctors who can do surgery, they're called surgeons, S-U-R-G-E-O-N-S, surgeon or surgeons, plural form. So they are the doctors who specialize in doing surgery.
Yeah, we can also say operations. You do an operation. The doctor says, luckily, no. It should heal just fine on its own. So the verb heal means to restore something or someone to full health, okay? Your body does very slowly heal itself. If you get a cut, it will close up, new skin will grow, bones will repair and fix themselves. Sometimes the doctor is needed to help heal someone who's very badly damaged, like Tiffany was saying about repairing the bones so they fit together properly. The doctor can help heal you with medicine by giving you things to help your body. But a lot of what the doctor does is figure out what's wrong with you and then find a way to help the human body heal itself. Okay, here's an example sentence. It took several days for the cut on my leg to heal. So everything's good, right?
That's good. But actually, Laura mentioned something else. She says, there's one other thing I forgot to mention. I'm also feeling a bit dizzy.
Okay.
So dizzy means you kind of feel light in the head. You kind of...
spinning a bit.
Exactly.
The doctor asks, did you hit your head when you fell?
Okay, yeah, that usually happens. If you fall down and you accidentally hit your head is going to hurt a little bit and you're going to feel a little bit, you know, lightheaded and dizzy. Laura says, I don't remember. Everything happened so fast.
And the doctor, he kind of checks her out now. Normally then a doctor might get that little light and shine it in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you might be suffering from a mild concussion. Now, something that is mild is not strong. It's not violent. It's not severe. It's not extreme. It's kind of a very minor thing.
Mm-hmm.
A mild injury is a minor injury.
Mm-hmm.
A mild taste doesn't taste very strong. Here's an example. I have a mild headache, but it's not too bad. So it's not a really strong one that means you just can't do anything. It's just, I've got a little bit of a headache.
Right. It might hurt just for a little bit, and then you'll be fine after a few hours.
But a concussion is more serious.
The concussion is really serious because it's an injury to your brain. So when you hit something very hard, it's like your brain is getting injured. And that's actually super dangerous if you have a really, really bad concussion. Sometimes you might end up, blacking out.
Yeah, just faint.
And then it's hard for people to wake up.
Yeah, they can lose their memories. They could lose other things if they take really difficult brain damage because it controls everything.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so if she's got a mild concussion, it's not too bad, but the doctor says you should lie down here and get some rest just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, wait for the body to fix itself. Now, this phrase just in case is like that phrase we saw yesterday, better safe than sorry. Just in case means to do something because the possibility exists that something is wrong. So you should take action to prevent it, even if you're not certain whether it's real or not. So it's pretty much the same as better safe than sorry. You know, don't do anything stupid. Find a way to fix it just in case there is a problem.
That's right. So Laura says, wow, today just isn't my day. I'm a walking disaster. So she's like, okay, she's having a really bad day. She is a walking disaster. Now, walking disaster here is our shortcut for you, so let's check out what it means and we'll be right back to finish the article.
Shortcut for you.
Are you okay?
No, not really.
Well, are you going to tell me what happened?
Lots of things. First, I fell off my bike. Then I dropped my phone on the street and a scooter ran over my foot while I was trying to get it. Next, my cat decided to dig its claws into my face.
Wow.
I know. I'm a walking disaster.
Disaster? Maybe. Walking? No.
Ha ha. A walking disaster is someone who seems to always be in or cause a lot of trouble, difficulty, or problems.
I get it. A walking disaster is 倒霉的人.
Yep. Now, I've got to get going.
Oh no, you're a walking disaster even when you can't walk.
Okay, hi guys, welcome back. Laura is a bit of a walking disaster sometimes, but she's going to follow the doctor's advice. We see Laura lies down on the bed.
Yeah,
so she's going to have some rest, maybe drink a little water, and recover if she's had a mild concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's the end of today's article, so we're going to go now to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, what was your worst injury? How did you get it?
Well, now I was run over by a car when I was 16, 17, I kind of forget. But I was barely injured.
Whoa.
I had a couple of cuts, a bump on my head. It was really mild.
Like, so the car really...
Bam, I rolled over it.
Whoa.
Very lucky. But that wasn't even my worst injury.
Oh, my goodness.
Yesterday, I mentioned I played rugby, which is a fairly contact, kind of heavy-hitting sport. I was playing rugby at school. Two guys were running towards me with a ball. I thought, if I hit one, he'll just pass. So I tried to push them both off the pitch. We all went down in a pile, and when I came up, my lower jaw was pointing out here.
Ouch.
Right out here. We call that it was dislocated. So not broken, but the joint had been knocked out. I popped it back in and then said to the referee, I just dislocated my jaw. I should probably go off the pitch. He said, all right, go. And it's happened. It's now a little bit fragile. So it's happened two or three times since then. Just something, if I've taken a bit of a hit on this side, pop. Out the other side it comes.
Maybe we should try hitting on the other side. So
to try and knock it
back in. Yeah, to balance it back.
Nope, I have what boxers would say is a glass jaw. I'm very easy to damage and cause a problem with it at this point.
All right, I'm going to be really careful with your jaw next time.
Yeah, that's as bad as it's got. And that's not too bad compared to things that, you know, it's
other
not
people.
Broken legs, broken heads and all sorts of stuff. So could be worse. What about you guys? You ever had any really bad injuries? Talk about them, discuss them. And thank you all for watching us today. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Laura gets hurt playing basketball. Laura walks into the clinic.
Hi, Laura. What can I assist you with today?
I injured myself playing basketball. I fell and hurt my ankle trying to run for the ball.
Well, it's a sprain. Your ankle is very swollen. Try to stay off it as much as you can for the next few days. I'll wrap a bandage around it to keep it in place.
I guess I should be more careful next time.
Well, accidents happen, but warming up can help prevent something like this in the future.
I'll keep that in mind. So I don't need a cast or surgery or anything?
Luckily, no. It should heal just fine on its own.
There's one other thing I forgot to mention. I'm also feeling a bit dizzy.
Did you hit your head when you fell?
I don't remember. Everything happened so fast.
You might be suffering from a mild concussion. You should lie down here and get some rest just in case.
Well, today just isn't my day. I'm a walking disaster!
Laura lies down on the bed. Vocabulary review. Injure. The boxer injured his knee before the fight and couldn't compete. Swollen. Yesterday I hurt my ankle playing basketball, and now it's swollen. Wrap. Monkeys can wrap their tails around tree branches to help them climb. Bandage. The doctor placed bandages over the patient's cuts to protect them. Heal. As you get older, it takes longer to heal after you get hurt. Mild. Ben fell off his bicycle earlier, but he only got some mild cuts.